Hampshire County Council plans to cut spending on children's services by more than £20 million next year. The local authority says it's a result of a £98 million shortfall in government funding. The County Council is proposing a new family support service, but opponents say more than 40 children's centres will close because of this. And our East Hampshire and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake joins me with more on this live from our Portsmouth studio this morning. So, Dom, tell us a bit more about the new service.
Good morning, Jules. Well, it would bring together a lot of schemes which run separately at the moment. So that includes things like the work of the children's centres, the early help hubs, youth support services, as well as a programme which supports troubled families. And the council says that this plan that they've come up with would result in a joined up whole family service to for those who have high levels of need, and that it would allow the local authority to save about £8.5 million a year by reducing current staffing by up to 60%. And within this plan, about £1 million of those savings would come from having fewer buildings. But the council says there would still be designated children's centres in every district, and that other children's services would be delivered from outreach centres, Julian.
Now, consultation has begun, but there's already quite a lot of opposition, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. Under these proposals, children's services wouldn't be free to everyone as they are now. Instead, they'd be targeted, the council says, at families with the greatest need. And opponents of the scheme say that they would see a big reduction in the number of children's centres from 54 down to just 11 hubs. And they're really keen to keep a Sure Start centre in every community with universal access for all families, because they say any family can be in need. And I've been speaking to Caroline Osborne, who's a mum who uses the Sure Start Centre at Leon Solent. She says they do absolutely vital work.
People can do all the research, you know, and they can read all the books, but they don't know what it's like until you've had that first child. And families are different the way they're set up now. People may not have, you know, a mum or a mother-in-law around the corner to help them out. So children's centres, you know, they provide a lifeline to those people, you know, and normality, because they can speak to other mums who are going through, you know, the same situation. There's also mothers who can slip through the net who have, you know, maybe have undiagnosed postnatal depression. I know that children's centres are absolutely key in spotting that.
Caroline Osborne there talking to Dominic Blake. Well, listening to that is Sure Start campaigner Catherine Ovenden, who's urging people to go along to a series of consultation meetings which are being held across the South starting next week. Catherine, good to see you.
Morning.
Thanks for being there today. So the County Council has a funding shortfall of almost, what, £100 million. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Why do you think this is wrong to take savings from this area?
I think 8.5 million sounds like a lot of money, and it is a lot of money, but in the grand scheme of things, it isn't a lot of money. And I think if they invest in early intervention, they'll save money in the long run by stopping problems from escalating. So, for instance, if you've got a family in need and parents are struggling, if they don't help them early on, you could end up with these children being taken into care.
Yeah, the council is saying this is what they're planning to do, will end up in a more joined up service for family support. I mean, what do you say to that?
No, I don't agree. I think Sure Start centres need to be in each community. The staff are there to build up relationships with families in their community, and it's the relationships that will be lost. And families don't all have cars, they can't all get to the hubs. I just think it's a huge mistake they're making.
And what about whether it will cope? I mean, will the new service be overstretched?
I think it will be overstretched, and I think especially generally with cutbacks to mental health services, NHS, there's cutbacks everywhere, and people will need targeted support in their community to help them. So if they cut back this as well, I don't understand where people are supposed to go.
Now, for people who've never, but they hear Sure Start in the news, it comes up a lot and has done over the last few years. What actually happens there for people who have no idea why this is important?
They are centres in each community for families. If you've got children under five, then you're welcome to go. It doesn't matter what your background is. It's at the moment universal access, and they offer lots of different courses, play groups. If you haven't got your GCSEs, you can go back and do your GCSEs. You can learn, you know, talking to your children, language patterns, all these things that are really vital in children developing.
And for people who are going, oh, well, for perhaps our older audience who's saying, well, when we were young, we didn't have that and life carried on, so why do we need it now? What do you say to them?
I think families are made up differently now. People move for work. People are more isolated in a way. People used to go to church and had that community. That's been lost for a lot of people. So Sure Start is a really strong community feel to it for families in Hampshire.
Now, this consultation is about to start. What's your message to the council this morning?
Firstly, I think the consultation document's really badly worded. I think a lot of the questions are really leading. There isn't a comments box where you can say, for instance, question four, they ask if you'd be prepared to pay for non-targeted services. And it's yes, no, or don't know. Well, for me, I probably would have answered yes. I would be prepared to pay, but I'm not prepared to pay £9 because I couldn't have afforded it. I could have paid £1, though, but it doesn't give you that option.
Yeah, so you want a little bit more room to say what you really think rather than just yes, no, or don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, the drop-in dates start next week across Hampshire, and just looking at some of the places, Winchester is a date for next Wednesday week at the Hope Church in Middlebrook Centre. Gosport on Thursday week at 9:30 in the morning. Eastleigh on the 17th of March at 4:30. And Lyndhurst Community Centre on the 22nd of March. And it goes on Hart, Rushmore, Test Valley, Fair and Basingstoke, East Hampshire and Havant. So,
yeah, it's the whole of Hampshire. And I'm on Twitter and we're on Facebook, SOCC Hampshire. We've got links there to the consultation document, to our petition, to things people can do in their community to help other people in their community get to the drop-ins, just all sort of get together.
Yeah. No, I can hear that. And look, thank you for coming on the show this morning. I'm
Thanks
really grateful
for having
to
me.
No, it's good to have you there.
Thank you.
So if you want to join in that campaign or put your comments forward, there's lots of ways to get in touch direct with Catherine or indeed go to those consultation meetings.